Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Nishtates Vechulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema. Fachai Melaza ben Rachel Leah, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Chaim Oren ben Orli Aviva, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibadol, Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So yesterday we began the 14th parak of Masechtas Yevamos as we crawl towards the end of the Masechta, Parak Cheresh, which begins with a very, very long Mishnah, which, although complicated and nuanced, but really based on yesoidos and fundamentals that we've been learning throughout the Masechta, today's daf is going to continue with a discussion of that Mishnah. Then it's going to conclude with a digression, eventually loop back into the Mishnah, but the digression of today's daf, which is really Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, is a classic. It's a daf that requires an asterisk in terms of yesoidos that come out of today's daf, specifically as it relates to the halachos of a katan. So one of the more fascinating and one of the more geschmack-array topics in Shas are the laws of a katan that, of course, are potim and amitzvahs, yet there's a mitzvah of chinuch, and there are different areas in halacha where you find that on some level a katan is responsible to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. One of the important marmekaimis in the sugis of katan is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Dalet. It's a real yarchei kala type of daf. And we're going to begin 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So one of the many halachis that the Mishnah said in the beginning of the parak was that if somebody's married and his wife becomes a shoita, so the halach is lo yoytzi, he can't divorce his wife. Ordinarily, a man can divorce his wife, but there are few exceptions to that rule. One of them is nishtatis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Tvar Torah shoita miskareshes. Midai raisa a shoita could get divorced. Midi dehavi apikachas palkarcha, because a shoita is no different than a pikachas, a woman that's not a shoita, who can get divorced balkarcha." Meaning, from the fact that a man, midday raisa, is allowed to divorce his wife against her will, that implies that a man does not need his wife's consent in order to give her a get. So if a man doesn't need his wife's consent in order to give her a get, then there's no reason that a shoita should not be able to get divorced. The only reason a shoita, you would think, can't get divorced is because she doesn't have das. But if you don't need her das, v'haraya, you can divorce her against her will, bal karcha. So really, there's no reason that a shoita should not be able to get divorced. Matam amru in begreshes. Why is it then that Chazal said, our Mishnah, nishtatis talach is lo yoytzi, shlo yinaguba minig hefker. It was simply to protect this woman. Being that she's a shoita, there's a concern that maybe she won't be able to protect herself. The fact that she's in a marriage right now actually makes us feel good, because she has a husband, and this husband's going to take care of her. So to prevent her being in a vulnerable situation, Chazal made a takana, and they said that you're already married to a shaita, don't divorce her. We can't force you to marry a shaita, but if you're married to her anyways, then lo yoytzi. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, this shaita that Rabbi Yitzchok said, midai raisas miskareshes, it's only midrabanon that she's ain't a miskareshes, what specific shoita are we talking about? Ile midai das lishmar, gitvi das lishmar atzma, are we talking about a shaita who knows how to protect the get? Meaning, in the event that she would receive a get, she'd be able to watch it. She could put it in a safe place. She'll know where it is, refer back to it if she needs it. Additionally, she's also someone that knows how to protect herself. She could take care of herself. That minaga binag hefker. So if she can watch herself, it doesn't sound like people are going to be noyig minag hefker. So why did Chazal have to make a takana that this man that's divorced to the shaita is not allowed to give her a get? Elo de'en yoytas lishma lo gita v'layatma. Maybe we're talking about a shaita who doesn't know how to watch a get. She also wouldn't know how to watch herself. If that's the case, Dvar Torah Shoytim is Kareshes, is it true that Midai Raisa, this man can give her a get? For Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, they taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, it says in the parasha of Gerishin, the Nosam Biyota, and we learn from there, Mishi Yesh Lo Yad Lagarish Atzmo. The only time a man can divorce his wife is if his wife has a Yad. What does that mean? Yotzes Azu She'in Lo Yad Lagarish Atzmo. A yad simply means a hand. But in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, they understood that a yad means that on some level she has das. And on some level she understands what's going on. If that's the case, that we're then talking about a shoita that's enyo das lishmargito, she's enyo das lishmaratzmo, so l'chura, that woman should not be able to be divorced even midayraisa, because there should be a chsarin in v'nosan biyada. V'tanav Rabbi Shmuel, in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they had a different makar. Why a woman that is not bedas would not be able to get divorced, because it says v'shilcha mibesai, that after a man divorces his wife, he sends her away from his house. And we learn from there, mishem mashalkav enechazeres, the only time a man can divorce his wife is if when he sends her away, she's not going to come back. Yotzes azu, as opposed to shaita shem mashalkav enechazeres, that if he sends her away, she is going to come back. So the Gemara's kasha is that Yitzchok said that the shaita of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said lo yotzi, is talking about a woman that midday rice that a man can divorce. It's only midday rabbanan that he can't. And his question was mamonavshach. If we're talking about a woman that can watch herself, she can protect herself, so why would the chachamim have made a takana that you can't give her a get? Shlo yinago minag hefker. If she's yodea lishmar atzma, so no one's going to be noyag minag hefker. Elamai, we're talking about a woman that doesn't know how to watch her get. She doesn't know how to take care of herself. A woman like that, even midday raisa, you can't give a get. Why? Two makayres. In Rabbi Yana's yeshiva, they learned it from v'nasam biyada. In Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they learned it from v'shulcha mibesai. And for the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yitzchak was commenting on is the Oidas Lishmargita. It's a woman that knows how to watch her get, but the Eni Oidas Lishmar Atzma, but she doesn't know how to protect herself. Dvar Torah, Shoyta Miskareshes, the Oidas Lishmargita. When she gets a get, she understands she's divorced, and she'll know how to watch her get. Therefore, she's not excluded from Rabbi Yana Yeshiva's Drasha of an Asam Yad, or from Yishmol's Yeshiva's Drasha from the Shulchan Ibesai. But at the same time, although she knows how to watch her get, being that she doesn't know how to watch herself, so we're concerned that people might be noyik minig hefkersav. I'm Rabbana, loy livko. If the Rabbana said, don't give her a get, shaloy yinagu ba minig hefkers. Like this, nobody will be noyik minig hefker. I'm Rabbaya. Abaya said, dekonami. I'll prove from the Mishnah what Rabbi Yitzchak said. What Rabbi Yitzchak say? That even though there is a shoita that is eina miskareshes midai raisa, but not the shoita of the Mishnah. The shoita of the Mishnah is talking about where she's yoidas lishmar gita. She's only eni yoidas lishmar atzma. And when the Mishnah said nishtatis lo yoitzi, it means only midrabanan, which is an akimta, right? Just to explain the Gemara a little bit better. Rabbi Yitzchak started the sugi. He said midday raisa shoita is miskaresha. So what does it mean in the Mishnah nishtatis lo yoitzi? Must be midrabanan. But really, after further review, what emerges is there's a shoita that also can't get divorced midday raisa. Depends what type of shoita we're talking about. Is she yodea lishmargita, or is she any yodas lishmargita? If she's any yodas lishmargita, she's excluded from the two drashas. If she's yodas lishmargita, then midday raisa, she could be miskareshes, it's only midrabanan. So really, Rabbi Yitzchak's comment on the Mishnah is a much more mechudish than a comment. He's really making an akimta, because he's saying that when the Mishnah says nishtatis lo yoitzi, it means not every shaita, because there are shaitim that midday raisa you wouldn't be able to divorce. This is dafka the shaita that midday raisa you could give a get to, it's only midrabanan that you can. Why would Rabbi Yitzchak make such an akimta? Mechatesi. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a shoita that's eni oidas lishmargita, where even midday raisa you can't be megarisher. So that's where Abaya's comment kicks in. Abaya said, I'll prove Rabbi Yitzchak's ha'ara, and I'll explain to you where Rabbi Yitzchak saw in the Mishnah that the shoita of the Mishnah is only a shoita that midrabanan you can't divorce. Household diktani gabedidah nishtatis layoitzi. Because when the Mishnah says nishtatis layoitzi, it said the words nishtatis layoitzi. But when the Mishnah said that if he becomes a shoita, he can't divorce his wife, it said lo yoytzi oylamis. Added one word, oylamis. Maishna hakatikhtani oylamis. Maishna hasan talaikhtani oylamis. Sabaya said Rabbi Yitzchak kat ge'art. It bothered him. Why, when she becomes a shoita, doesn't say the word oylamis, but when he becomes a shoita, does elishmamina hadei raisa hadrabanan. Sabaya said that's where Rabbi Yitzchak had his diak. He saw that when he becomes a shoita, even midei raisa, he can't divorce her. When she becomes a shoita, it doesn't say oylamis because it's not absolute, because it's only midrabanan. So what if b'dieved you did divorce her? Maybe it would be a get. It's only midrabanan that you can't give her a get. Must be we're talking about a shoita that's yoidas lishmar gito. She's only any yoidas lishmar atzma. Moving along to the next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah then discussed what happens if he becomes a cheresh after he got married. So husband and wife got married, and then he became a cheresh. cheresh. Cheresh shedibru by chachamim is always an ena shemeya the ena medaber. So the halacha is that if he becomes a cheresh, he can't divorce his wife. What if she became a chereshes? So then the halacha is he could divorce his wife, and that was in contrast if she became a shaita, where the halacha is he can't divorce her. Sometimes midday rice and sometimes midday rabban. But if she becomes a cheresh, he could give her a get. If he becomes a cheresh, he wouldn't be able to divorce her. Just to read a few lines from the Mishnah, because the Gemara is very much going to be a commentary on these few lines. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri commented on the Mishnah. He said, "Bnei maho isha sheneschar sheyoytzo, the isha neschar sheni moitzi." He says, "I understand the difference between she becoming a cheresh and him being a cheresh. If she becomes a cheresh, he could give a get, and if he becomes a cheresh, not." Amulay, they told him, "No, very simple. You can't compare what the man has to do in a gerushin versus what the woman has to do in a gerushin. A woman just has to receive the get. It just has to be v'nasam v'yado. It is a get if she's willing, and it's also a get if she's not willing. He has to have das. Meaning the woman who's miskareshes bal karcha, she doesn't have to have das. So if she becomes a chareshes, why would that impact anything? He, however, who has to have das, if he becomes a cheresh, it's going to throw off the whole gerushin. And then the Mishnah concluded and said, "Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada." Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada said edus in the defense of the chachamim. Ala chareshes shehasiya avia. There was a chareshes who was a ketana, whose father married her off. A father can marry off his daughter, that's a ketana, espiti nosati l'ishazeh, and it doesn't matter if she's a chareshes or if she's a pikachas, it's irrelevant. She herself is not the one that's being mekabel the kedushin. It's her father that's being mekabel the kedushin on her behalf. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada said edus regarding the chareshes ketana that got married midday rice, so she yoytze v'get, that she was able to get divorced with the get. So what do you see from here? Not only that a chareshes can get divorced, but even if she was married midday rice, usually if a chareshes is married, she's only married midday rabbana. But this is a case where she was even married midday rice, so she was able to get a get on mulay. So they told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri afsu kayoytze v'nu. So if a chareshes can receive a get if she's married midday raisa, kal v'chaymah, she'd be able to receive a get if she's married midday rabbanah. So again, the layout of the Mishnah is that the Chachamim said that if the man becomes a cheresh, he can't give his wife a get. If the woman becomes a chareshes, he can give her a get. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri questioned it. He says, "I understand the difference between the man and the woman." The Chachamim responded with a svara, a very rational, a very intuitive svara, and then they backed up their svara with edus from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. So on that note, Zok the Gemara, Ibayilu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who was questioning the Chachamim. So the Gemara wants to know, what part of what the Chachamim said did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri not necessarily agree with? What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri questioning? Was he questioning the ish halacha, or was it the isha halacha? Was he not sure about the fact that an ish that becomes a cheresh can't divorce his wife? He held no. Ish that becomes a cheresh should be able to. Or maybe it was more the isha. Why is it that an isha that becomes a cheresh could be mekabel again? The cheresh shouldn't be able to. Says the Gemara, ish pshita lev ish. It was Pashatin that the ish that becomes a cheresh shouldn't be able to give a get. But his question was why the isha could receive a get. Or maybe no, isha was pshitale. And what he was pondering was why is the ish not able to tashma? So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you from the lashon of the Chachamim's response to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because mid the ka'am rule, what the Chachamim told Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Einu doime ha ish hamigarish lo isha hamisgareshes. Shal isha yoitzel lertzayne v'shalay lertzayne. From the lashon of the Chachamim, you see Shma Mina Ish Kami Bayale. That what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was Ish. So it's not really clear in the Gemara where you see that. So Rashi explains that from the fact that the Chachamim's response to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was first the Ish and then the Isha. Says Rashi, from the fact that the Chachamim said Al Rishon, must be it was the Rishon that was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was questioning why is it that an Ish that becomes a Cheresh should not be able to give his wife a get. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, you're proving to me from the fact that the Chachamim responded to Ish before Isha. That's a raya that the Iker question that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had was Ish. I'll bring you a better raya from the Mishnah, not just a subtle diuk, but L'chura, a very, very powerful, compelling argument that Be'ikah, what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, was the halacha of Yeshua. Why? Because Midah Kamrulei, from the fact that the Chachamim came back and they told Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri a Maisa. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Good God. And what was the Maisa? That a Chareshes, who was married Midday Raisa, because his Yahavia, she was able to receive a get. And what they tell Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? No, if that's the case with she's married with the Raisa in that situation, I don't see why this should be any different. Shema Amino, what do you see from here? From the Raya that the Chachamim brought, you see Isha Kami Bayulei, that it must be Isha that was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and that's why they brought a Raya from Isha. Because if Be'ikah was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was the Ish, so what's the Hayat Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugada? All you see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugada is that an Isha could be miscareshes, although she's a Chareshes. If that wasn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's question, his question was, why is it that an Isha that becomes a Cheresh cannot be Megarish's wife? So then what are you proving from that Maisa? So the Gemara says, so what's going on over here? From the Lashon of the Chachamim, Einu Doimeho Ish HaMegarish, L'Ish HaMegarish. From the fact that the Chachamim mentioned first Ish, then Isha, it sounds like what's bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is Ish. Yet from the story that the Chachamim brought as support to their Psak, which is a story about the Isha, it sounds like what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was the Isha. So which one of the two sides of this equation was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, lidivreyem karmelu. You have to say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's comment was lidivreyem de chacham. How so? Lididi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri told the chacham, you're mechalik between Isha and Isha. He says, let me tell you my position, and let me tell you what's bothering me about you. According to me, keichet ish leimatzi megarish, Isha nami, loy megarish. I hold that a man can't be megarish, and therefore an Isha shouldn't be able to be Megareshes either. So which halacha of the Chacham is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri arguing on? Isha. Chachamim say Isha's Miskareshes. He holds that the Isha Chareshes should not be Miskareshes. Okay. And that's why the Chachamim are going to bring a Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan ben Gungada, Heyed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gungada, to prove that an Isha could be Miskareshes if she becomes a Chareshes. But why did the Chachamim comment on Ish before Isha? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri continued. He said, Elo lidetchu, but according to you, Maishno Isha, you hold there's a chil. I mean, I hold there's no chil, but you hold there is a chil. What's the difference between Isha and Ish? Amrulai, and that's why they told him, oh, you hold that an Isha is, that an Isha is ain't a miskareshes, and an Isha, I hold an Isha is miskareshes. You want to know why the Isha is not? Ain't a doime ho Isha megarish, le Isha ha miskareshes. Meaning, after the Chachamim proved from Hayed that the Isha is miskareshes, even if she becomes a Chareshes, so then what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Chachamim was, so why is Ish going to be different? And that's why he commented on Ish before he commented on Isha. Heyed Rabbi Yochanan v'chulu. Snak the Gemara vayta. Amar Rava, Rava said, May du say Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada, from the Edis Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada, who said that a Chareshes could be miskareshes even though she doesn't have das. So Rava said, you can learn the following halacha. Amar le Edim ru get zesh ani noisin lo. If somebody would go over to Edim, a man wants to divorce his wife, and he turns to Edim and he says, you see this get? I'm giving this to my wife right now. Edim mesir karti. Then he goes over to his wife. He's about to hand her a get, and he says, "Kinsi shtar chayvze." He says, "Please take this shtar chayv," meaning it's some sort of financial document. Just sign here. I need your signature for something. So the halach is harezu migureshes. She's migureshes. It's considered a get. So yeah, a man gave his wife a get. But when he gave it to his wife, he didn't tell her that he was giving her a get. What he said was, "Kinsi shtar chayvze." So the halach is that harezu migureshes. Who said this? Rava said this. Had Rava know that? He said, I know from the Edus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada. Where does he say that? Because Mila, I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada, Lebi Inan Daito. From the fact Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada said that you don't need the Das of an Isha in order to give her a get. See, here too, you shouldn't need her Das either. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada said that you could be Megarish Chareshes, even though she has no Das. So you say, Maris, you don't need the Das of a woman in order to be able to give her a get. So if you don't need the Das of a woman to be able to give her a get, in the event that the man gives her a get, she's a bastas. She just doesn't realize that what she's accepting right now is a get. Because he said, Kinsi shtar choyv, it's going to be a get. Says the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. I mean, what's Rabbi being the Chadish? It's a nice application of the principle of the Mishnah, but doesn't sound like a Chiddush. Allah says, I would have thought, Midah, Amalek, Kinsi shtar choyv zeh. Once the man says, Kinsi shtar choyv zeh, betule batla, you would think that maybe by saying those words, he's being mevatel the get. And the get's not a get anymore. There's a concept of bitul a get. A get has to be written with a whole bunch of different halachas and hidurim. And there's an idea that a man man has the ability to be mevatel the get. It's a chiddush, but a man could be mevatel the get. So you would have thought that by saying kinsi shtar choivzeh, he's mevatel the get. It's not a get anymore. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush. Isa the batle. If really what he meant to do was be mevatel the get, le'edim have a kamaluhu. He would have told it to the edim. Omidli om le'edim. But being that he didn't tell the edim that it's a shtar choiv, what did he tell the edim? He said, look, I'm giving this get to my wife. Must be loy batle v'loy midi. Really, he was a mevatel. I said, then why did he tell his wife kinsi shtar choiv? By the kamar hachi, machmas kisufu the kamalu. He said a posh because he was embarrassed. He was a little bit embarrassed to give his wife the get. And as a result, he told her it's a shtar chayv. She opened it up. She realized she's divorced. And that's the chiddush that it works. She has no idea in her mind. She thinks she's receiving a shtar chayv. Shouldn't she be able to tie a mekach tois? Yeah, if you needed her das, it would be a mekach tois. But you don't need her das. How do you know you don't need your das? You know it from the Mishnah. Which part of the Mishnah? The Chachamim. Had the Chachamim know it? From Rabbi Yochanan ben Gogada. Oh, Amar Rava. May Eidusai Shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Gogada. You'd be able to learn this halacha. Either way, this concludes the first portion of today's daf. Now we have the digression as we enter a very epic Yevamis daf kuf yudalad amad alav. Zok tegimor, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisno, irchesu lei miftachi debei midrasha b'shus harabim b'shabbat. It was Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisno had a beis medrash and he couldn't find the keys to the beis medrash. The problem is they were lost somewhere in the rishus harabim. So even if you find the keys, you're not going to be able to carry it. Can't enter the Beis Medrash on Shabbos Goydish. There was an issue. Also, lekame de Rapidos. So he went to Rapidos and he asked the Mashaila, said, what could I do? Is there an Eitzah? Amalei, so he told him, I have an idea. Zil devar tali vitalia. He says, go bring young boys and girls, v'letailu hasam, let them go play in the area that you think the key is. The imashke chaluhu, so like this, if they find the key, maisalu, they'll end up bringing it. Now, they're going to be Michal Shabbos. They're going to be carrying keys, Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, part of the 39th Malacha, maybe not part of the 39th Malacha. But the point is, this Nicher and Issa Deiraisa to be Maver Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. But the Ketanim anyways, Tali V'Talia, go take little kids. And the little kids won't be a problem. Zok Tegmar, Alma Kosavi, you know, you see from this Psak Halacha, Katon Oichel Neveilois, Ein Bezem Mitzvah La'afrishai. That if a Katon is oichel nevela, you have a little child and he's eating nevela, you're not mechuyev to stop him from eating nevela. Because if you see a child eating nevela, the halach is you mechuyev to stop him. So kal v'chomer, you wouldn't be able to set up these children to maybe put themselves in a matziv where not knowingly they're going to go be mechal Shabbos. So from the fact that Rapidos Paskin, that this is okay, you see Rapidos must have been of the opinion that a katan that's oichel neveilois ain't bezem mitzvah lafrish. And now just to explain this chiddush a little bit better. We know a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs. A person doesn't become chayiv in mitzvahs until he's 13 years old. The question is, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, but if I see him doing an avera, am I obligated to stop him or am I not obligated to stop him? L'chura, the ikr tzad you would think is, why should I be obligated to stop him? If he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, then he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. If you see a Yisrael in a Beis HaKfaris, you have to pull him out? Because a Kohen is not allowed to be in a Beis HaKfaris? No, he's a Yisrael. He's not chayiv. A Kohen's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So if a Kohen's not chayiv in mitzvahs, why should there be a chiyuv? Stating that, Chazal had a tzad that a katan oichel neveilois may be bezdin is mitzvahim. La'afrishai. And that's what the Gemara said. Alma kosover from this maisa shahoya kachoya, you see, that Rav Pedos must have been in the opinion that katan oichel neveilois ein bezdim mitzvah lafrish. Zok gemar leim nesayeli. I think I can bring you a raya from the following quays. Lo yoimar adam latinoik. A person should not tell a child, haveli mafteach, haveli choysam. A person should not tell a child, will you please bring the key for me, derech rishos harabim, or bring the choysam, a seal derech rishos harabim. Elo, in the event that you want a child to be mechal Shabbos for you, manichoy, you can leave something on the ground, toilesh, and allow the child to be toilish. Manichoy? I mean, don't tell him to do it. But if you want to set up a situation in a way where the child is going to do some form of Chol Shabbos, that's something that you're allowed to do. So you have a Mefurish Araya, that Katan Oichel Neveilois, Ein Bezem Mitzvah Lafrisha. You see, you can set up a child in a situation where it'll end up being Mechal Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Abaye said, no, I don't know if you have a Raya, because it could be that Braisa that says, Manichoy Toilish, Manichoy Zoyrek, is discussing where you're setting up the child to be Mechal Shabbos, but only Midrabbanon. For example, Toilish, the Toilish that he's going to do is Ba'otzit She'enoy Nakov. He's not going to pull something out of the ground, but he's going to pull something out of a flower pot that doesn't have holes in it. As a result, it's not yoinik from the ground. In halacha, it's not considered attached to the ground, even though toilesh from such a situation is asam midrabbanan, but it's not asam midaraisa. So therefore, you would allow a katan maybe to do it. And even zayrik, when we say we would allow the katan to be zayrik, set him up in a way where he'll throw something. What's the malacha being zayrik? L'chura, it's zayrik in Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole perek in Masechta Shabbos called perek hazayrik. It's a sifkan in the world of hoitzah. But maybe it's bekarmelis derabanan. Maybe it's only in a karmelis, which is only treated like a Rosh Hashanah in midrabanan. But you have no raya from here that katan oichel neveilois. Ein bezem asuvel nafrisha. Neveilois in isadei raisa. Maybe this is only an isadei rabanan. Touch me up. Bring you a raya from somewhere else. If there was a fire raging, it's Shabbos, and a guy came and he wants to extinguish the fire in oimrim leikabe. So you're not allowed to tell the fire department, please extinguish this fire. But at the same time, the altachab, you also don't have to tell him, don't extinguish it. If he wants to extinguish it, allow him. Because you're not mechuyev to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. So if he wants to extinguish it, to tell him to do it, that's amir la'akum. But at the same time, for him to do it on his own, you don't have to stop him. What about a katan, a child, who's coming to extinguish a fire? You have to tell him, al techaba. You have to stop him. Because you're achroi on his shvisa. Why? L'chura, he's a katan. Elamai, because katan oichel neveilois, bezdin mitzvah lahafrishai. You see, oimrim lo, you have to tell him, al techaba. Now, the truth is, we know hilcha Shabbos, when it comes to ketanim, loisasa komalocha ata, uvincha uvitecha. So there is a concept of children as a separate sif cotton in the world of Shabbos. Not for now. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. So don't you see from here that katan oichel neveilois bezdin is mitzuvah lahafrishoy? Because you see, you have to stop him. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, but isal das aviv. Could be the reason you have to stop him over there is because it's obvious that he's doing it for his father. Meaning, a katan that's oichel neveilois for himself, let him do his thing. But over here, it was nicker that he was doing it for the father, therefore it's more chamas. Says the Gemara. If the ikimta of katan being mechaba is that he's doing it al das aviv, then presumably the ikimta of oivik chavim that's doing it, he's probably also doing it al das yisrael. Since that's the case, mishari, is it mutter? You're not allowed to allow a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. That's also included in the laws of Amir Lakim. You see, every single line here is fully loaded. So the Gemara says, no, oivik chavim adaita denafsheyah. Another fully loaded line. And oivik Chavim always has himself in mind. And even if he's doing you a toiva, it's because in his mind, at some point, he'll have toiva sanah from it. But he always has zichin zinin. But therefore, if Chavim wants to do it, you could allow him to do it. Isn't he doing it for you? No. We assume he's doing it for himself. The cotton you have to stop. Oh, is that a raya? The cotton oichel neveilois bezdin's mitzvah lafrishoy? No, it's not a raya, because you can say he's doing it al das asmi. He's doing it adaita da'aviv. Toshma ben chaver, there was the son of a chaver. So chaver in the world of Zerayim is someone that's nizer in the laws of Chumas u'Maisres. So this is the son of a chaver. Shiroga leilach etzel avi imoy. He spends time by his mother's father, Yevamis, his maternal grandfather, who happened to have been an Am Haaretz. So you have the child of a chaver, who has a Zayda, that's an Am Haaretz, and he spends time there. So how does that impact the laws of Chumas u'Maisres? Number one, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the Zayda is going to give him food that really this child is not supposed to eat. So an Am Haaretz, we know, was chashed on Maisres. That's why there's a whole Masechta called Masechta Zman. So you don't have to be worried that that's going to happen. Meaning you can send your child, he can be by the Zayda, and you don't have to worry about these things. What's up, Yodi Peiroz? What if the child comes home and he says, oh, look what Zaydi gave me. He gave me Peiroz. So what's the halacha? Ain't Zakuk Loi, let him eat it. Don't take it away from him. Why? L'chayr, the Zayda is chashen ha-maisris. It's demai. If it's demai, you should be mechuyev to take it away. Oh, must be katan oichel neveilois ein bezem etzuvan afrishah. Isn't this a raya? I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'demai hikilu. Don't bring rayas from demai. Because in demai, there's so many kulois, hakalin sheb demai. That's the way Masechtas Demai begins. And really, one of the themes of Masechtas Demai is all the kulois that Chazal made in the laws of demai. So just chalk this up as another kula. Elo, so the Gemara says, 1 second. Who said that b'demai hikilu was Rabbi Yochanan that said this? Let's have cut. Time b'demai hu vaday b'yulasure. Rabbi Yochanan, you're basically telling me that the only reason we don't take away the payers from the cotton is because all is it demai, b'demai hikilu. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, you're masking if this would be tevel. Havadai, if this was real tevel, so then you would take it away from him. In other words, you Rabbi Yochanan hold, katan oichel neveilois bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisha. It's only because it's demai that we let him keep. If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said one line earlier, but oisla das aviv. When we wanted to prove that Katan oichel nevelos bezdin is mitzvah lafrisha from the fact that we don't let the child extinguish the fire. Rebbe said, don't prove katan oichel nevelos bezdin mitzvah lafrisha because maybe it's talking about where it was oisal das avim. So Rabbi Yochanan in the previous Tashma seems to hold katan oichel nevelos ain bezdin is mitzvah lafrisha. And here he goes, bezdin is mitzvah lafrisha. It's only because it's the man. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan tzfukim misafkele. Koyachim matchi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a position necessarily in the sugi of katan oichel nevelos. All Rabbi Yochanan was saying is that you want to prove katan oichel nevelos from the previous Tashma, you wanted to prove that bezdin is mitzvah lafrisha, you can't prove it. And from this halacha, you want to prove that ain bezdin mitzvah lafrisha, you can't prove this either. Tashma, another case. Ben chaver koyin. This was the son of a chaver, again, who was a koyin. Shirogo leilich etzel avi imoy koyin amaretz. Again, he spends time by his zeda, who is also a koyin, who's an Am Ha'aretz. So this is a Chaver Koyen, little child. He's growing up in a family of Chaverim. He's going to his Zeda, who's also a Koyen. It's his mother's father. That's not the point. The Zeda is also a Koyen. This, however, the Zeda is an Am Ha'aretz. So in Choshishin, we're not worried. Shem Yachilenu Truma Temeya. He has Truma as the Chakoyen. He's not a Chaver, so he's not careful in the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. That's another distinguishing factor of an Am Ha'aretz. So there's a good chance that the Truma is going to be Tmeya. Don't worry about it. What's the other payroys? Let's say he comes home with payroys. Ain't Zakukloy. You don't have to worry about it. What's the Kasha? What do you mean you don't have to worry about it? He might be eating Truma Tmeya. You're not eating Truma Tmeya. Oh, the Teretz is a Katan. Oh, must be Katan Oichel Nevelos. Ain't Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisha. And this is not Dmai. This is Truma Tmeya. It's a whole different halachas. You can't tell me if it's Dmai Yekilu. Something Gemara says, but Truma the Rabbanon. Maybe the Truma was Truma the Rabbanon. And then Anachinam, you have a Raya that when it comes to Yisuri the Rabbanon, ain't Bezim Mitzvah Lafrisha. But Katan Oichel Nevelos, Nevelo, which is Anissa de Raisa, for that already you have no right. Toshma, another right. Yoinik, Tinoik, Vahoylech, Mayoivedes, Koychavim, Umibehema Tmeya. A child is a ladder nurse from an Ovedes Koychavim, a non Jewish woman, Umibehema Tmeya, and from a non kosher animal. The ain't Choshim Yoinik Shekets. We don't look at it as if the child is eating not kosher. However, you shouldn't feed the child. However, the child is allowed to be yoinek from all of the aforementioned. Even on Shabbos. The chiddush of Shabbos is, as we'll see in a moment, is because when someone nurses on Shabbos, there's a shaila of one of the malachas, the malach of dash, mefarik, which is dash, and there's a concern, you're taking something from something else. That's why you're not allowed to milk an animal on Shabbos, because of the malacha of dash. Ubegadol, all these things, by a gadol would be asa. Machalos asuris, of course, is asa by a gadol. And stam, like we just said, to be chaylev an animal, on Shabbos is also a problem, because of the malacha of mefarik. Abishol, loyme, Abishol said, noyegin hoyinu chen yoinkim mibehem etayr biyontif. On Shabbos, we weren't yoinik from animals because of dash, but on yontif, we were. But what's the bottom line? Ketonim, you see from here, chayshim, yoinik shekets, you're allowed to allow a child to nurse and be yoinik machalos asuris. Why? Because cotton noichel neveilois. Ain bez the mitzvah lafrisha, and this is an issa deraisa. You're dealing with really sura deraisa. We're talking about nevelos treifish gotzim v'remasim. Literally under a sugya, and it's mefurish that it's okay. So the Gemara says you can't bring a rai from here either because hasam mishum sakana. Maybe this whole braisa is talking about where there's a sakana for the child. Freit the Gemara, if it's a sakana, then why the braisa say a gadol na? We seem to be comparing and contrasting the fate of the katan and the gadol. If it's a sakana, then the gadol should be no different. So the Gemara says gadol boy umdina. A gadol needs an umdina, meaning it's true, maybe the gadol, yeah. But the gadol would need a doctor to do an examination and to determine that he's actually in a state of sakana. As Mar says, katanami the boy umdana. Why? Katan's different. If katan oichel nevelos bezim mitzvah lafrisha, and the only reason it's mutter is because of a sakana. So, what's the difference? Avada the sakana should require umdana. Am Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, this was the point of this halacha. Stam tinoik mesukin etzel chalav. A tinoik needs his chalav. And he's considered stam to be in a state of sakana, and that's why the Braisa says that when it comes to a child, don't ask any professional opinions, just do what you have to do. A gadol is aser, unless there was a professional opinion, but at the end of the day, the only time a katan will be mutter in this Braisa, maybe, is in this event that he was in a matzu of sakana. So we mentioned the Braisa, we'll just discuss it for a few lines. Abishol said, so, you can't be yoinek from a behema on Shabbos. And Yantif, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos is more chomer than Yantif, but if you can't do it on Shabbos, unless it's Eichel Nefesh, of course, but it would be Aser on Yantif as well. Abishol said, on Shabbos it's Aser, on Yantif it's more. The Gemara says, hey, chidami, I don't understand. If Abishol was talking about in a state of sakana filu b'shabbos nami. Why only on yantiv did he say it's mutter? It should be mutter on Shabbos as well. Either like a sakana if there was no sakana filu b'yantiv aser, it should be aser on yantiv. And just to be clear, you're going to tell me ein ben yantiv to Shabbos elo eichel nefesh bovad. We learned mesachtes beya not so long ago, and we know not every malachas eichel nefesh is really a malachas eichel nefesh. So really, ayin shom. But the bottom line is, faith to gemara. Why did Abishol say that the minig was that on yantiv we were mako? It sounds like only on yantiv, not on Shabbos. The mara says like tzricha de ikot tzaira. No, it's talking about a situation. This is what Abishol was referring to, where there was tzar. Somebody needed milk, and he was not in a sakana, but he was bitzar. Because sovereign, he held mefarek kilachayato, that nursing, being choyliv an animal, milking this animal, is mefarek, true, but it's kilachayat, it's with a shinoi. So Shabbos, this is skilo, Shabbos, which has in this is skilo, gazer rabbanon, the rabbanon will gazer, even mefarek kilachayat, yontif, isser lav, yontif, where the whole isser is only an isser lav, on Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, amazing, this chayv skilo, on yontif, he's only over a lois, I say, so all it is an isser lav, and it's mefarek kilachayat, and it's b'makim tsar, like gazer be rabbanon, another yisoy tucked away here in Yevamos, kuf yadalad amad aleph, zok digimara toshmas. Again, we have the shayla, kot noichon levelis, bezdim it's or in Bezdim at Suvan Lafrishas. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. It says in the Torah, Kol hoylech al gochoin, v'chol hoylech al arba, ad kol marbe raglayim, v'chol asheretz asheretz al oretz, loy soichlum kishaketzem. This is one of the many psukim that talk about an iser to eat a sheretz. It says, loy soichlum kishaketzem. And we learn from here, loy sachilum, loy soichlum, we darshan as if it would have said, loy sachilum. Rashi says it's a kroyesera. And therefore, there's a basis here to make a drasha, lahazer agdoilim alaktanim, to teach us, not just another pasuk, that a gadol, whose chayv mitzvahs is not allowed to eat a sheretz, but rather, lahazer agdoilim alaktanim, to say that it's incumbent upon the gadol to make sure the katan doesn't eat it. Ooh, my love. Damrinan lohu, lo yisoichlu. It means that if you see a katan that's oichel shrotzim, Mitzovin lafrishay. So isn't this a mefurish araya? Mara says loy. What it means is doy leis fula biyadayim. It could be if you see a cotton eating, you're allowed to let him eat. So what does it mean? Loy sachilum. Don't feed him. That's what it means. And that enochanami is aser. But you have no raya from here that if you see him doing it by himself, then mitzovin lafrishay. Zok gemara tashma. I'll bring you another raya. Kol nefesh mikem loy soichal dam. What does it mean? Kol nefesh mikem loy soichal dam. Lahazer akdoilam alaktanim. That a gadol is achray to make sure a cotton doesn't eat them either. My lav dam rinul hu loy soichlu. Oh, mefurish. If you see him eating it, cotton oichal dam. Not shoysa, oichal. We have raid bites on this. Bezdin mitzovin lafrisha. The Gemara says, loy. The loy list will be a dime. All it means is you can't feed him. Tashma, another raya. The beginning of Parashas Emor. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Emor el hakoyhanim b'nei Aharon v'yomarta an lehem lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav. Emor v'yomarta, a little redundant, lahazir g'daylam ala k'tanim. It's coming to say, Emor, we tell the koyim v'yomarta, you should tell your k'tanim that what? They now let it be metame to a maze. So again, my love, damina lohu loy sitamu. That if you see a katan koyein be metamed to a mace, you have to stop him. Bez the mitzvah lafrish. The Gemara says loy. The loy l'tamu yedayim means you can't go ahead and be metamed. So the Gemara brought three brises that seem to say mefurish that you're achroy on ketanim, and the Gemara knocked out all three. The Gemara said they're not discussing our sugya, which is katan oichel neveilois by himself, and a sugya where the bez the mitzvah lafrish and bez the mitzvah lafrish. But rather, we're talking about a gadol going be yedayim and feeding the katan, and that the brise says. Says three times is not okay. Loi soichlum in the parish of Shrotzim, kol nefesh mikem loi soichal dam in the parish of Dam, and emev amarta in the parish of Tumas Kaim. So psok de Gemara. The obvious question: why do I need three psukim to tell me the same halacha? Vitzrichi, I need all three psukim to tell me the halacha that what? That a gadol can't be meichel biyodayim. He can't force upon a katan odvarus. Yes, meaning shkatzim. Had I only had shkatzim, mishum diyisur b'mashu, I would have thought a sheketz is very chomer because the shear of a sheketz is a mashu. Rashi says bika adosha. It's a very, very small shear. So you would have thought, being that it's so chomer regarding the shear, so therefore you have this chomer of lahazik doylam alaktanim. Avol dam dat ikar revius. But as it relates to dam where the shear is revius, it's a mistake. The shear of dam is not a revius. The shear is a shear kizayas. That's the raid bite that I was referring to a moment ago, that we've spoken at many times, the Shem Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim said that the shear of dam is a shear kizayis, not a shear revius. Even though oichlim abish kizayis and mashkin are always be revius. But Reb Chaim said that when the Torah states the Isser dam, it says loy soichlu. Doesn't say don't drink, it says don't eat. And Reb Chaim said that the yisoid of the shear kizayis is not related to whether it's a a food or whether it's a beverage, but rather it's related to the Isser. Is the Isser an Isser Achil or is the Isser an Isser Shtir? That's Reb Chaim. But either way, now the Shir is not Ad Ikar Revius. You can see why somebody would have made this mistake. But the Shir is a Shir Kezias. Hey, Maloy, you would think it's different. It's a more Chamad Gashim. Maybe you don't have the Aloch of Lahazar Gdei Lamalak. Yes, I mean, Dam, had we only had Dam, I would have thought Mishum the Kikaris. Oh, Dam certainly has a Chumra over everything else as an Isser Karis. Avil Shirotzim, which is only a Lav. Hey, Maloy, yes, I mean, Hani Tarti had a head, Shirotzim had a head, Dam. I would have thought Mishum the Surin Shavu Bekoil. It's because those Isurim are apply equally to everybody. Aval Tuma, but as it relates to Tuma, Emaloi, it's only to Kayhanim. So therefore, I went to know Kayhanim. Now, Vyesh mina Tuma, so maybe just say Tuma. And I'll know Kayhanim, which is not Shavu Bakoil, Kavokhaim, everybody else. So the Gemara says, no, had it said Tuma, I would have thought Kayhanim Shani. Maybe Kayhanim are also Mocham and Mishum, the Ribbe Ben Mitzvah, because they have so many mitzvahs. Aval Hani, Emaloi, maybe these not. Tzricha, therefore, I need three times the Torah to tell me in the Parashah of Shos and the Parashah of Dan, the Parashah of Tumas Kayhanim, to tell me that there's a lav of Loi Sachilim. Bottom line, we just learned a very, very Gishmaka Omid of Gemara that discusses the Sugya of Katan Oichel Nevelis, Bez the Mitzvah Lafrishai, or Aim Bez the Mitzvah Lafrishai. We also saw a nuance that there's a chiluk between the katan doing it by himself and do I have an obligation to be mafreshim or me going and forcing it upon the katan. But here's the question. What does it have to do with our sugya? Why are we discussing this right now? We're learning Perek Cheresh. We're learning a bunch of intricate Yevamis cases. Ma inyan katan oichon neveloi spez the mitzvah lafrishoi to Yevamis tafkuf yudalet. That is going to be the remainder of the Perek. Zokti gemara toshma. Shnei achin. There were two brothers. Now, by the way, these Gemaras we're going to learn now are going to bring us back to the Mishnah, some of the Geshmaki Yevamos cases, but it's unique. We don't need the case right now. We know the cases. We've gone through them so many times. There's just one very minute detail that we're going to need from the three cases that the Gemara is about to mention. So there were two brothers, Echa Pikech, Echa Cheresh. One was a Pikech, one was a Cheresh. Nisu and Shtei Achayis, they were married to two sisters, Pikchos, both of whom were Pikchos. Okay. Meis Cheresh Bal Pikachas, if the Cheresh dies, so the Pikachas now falls to the brother that's a pikeach that's married to the pikachas. So mayase pikeach bal pikachas. So this pikeach bal pikachas just had a pikachas fully yibum. So the halach is it's pasha. Teitzim mishum achisisha. She's a regular achisisha. So she goes free. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the pikeach died? Mayase cheresh bal pikachas. So this is already a little bit more complicated. So now the pikeach died so that his wife, the Pikachas, is falling liyibum to the Cheresh, who's married to the Pikachas. Why is this different? The Cheresh is only married to the Pikachas midrabanan. As a result, Achisisha is only an Achisisha derabanan. If the Achisisha is only an Achisisha derabanan, you don't have the first Mishnah, Mesachtes Yivamas, that the Achisisha just goes free. So what do? Moitzias ishtoi beget. So the Cheresh is going to divorce his wife with a get. Keshem shenichnes beremiza. He's able to give her a get. And the Eishasach is going to be Yosa forever. The reason he has to divorce his wife is because she's a Achoisku Kasai. Usually an Achoisisha just doesn't fall Yibam. But over here she is falling Yibam because Midei Raisa, she's a Skuka. So she's Achoisku Kasai. He's not allowed to live with her. As it relates to the Eishasach, she's going to be Yosa forever. Why? Because being that he can't be Miyabim her now because she's an Achoisisha, he'll never be able to Miyabim her because of Nesra. He's a Cheresh. Cheresh can't do Chalitza. And as a result, she's going to be Yosef forever. So make the Gemara, I don't understand. This is the prat that we need in this case. Why is Halacha Moitzias Ishta Beget? Why does this man have to divorce his wife? This man's a Cheresh. He's living with an Achoisku Kasai. You're going to force a Cheresh to divorce an Achoisku Kasai? Case of Gabay, let them stay married. Katan Oichel Nevelesu. Because he's a Katan Oichel Nevelesu. Now, he's not a Katan, he's a Cheresh. But what's the difference between a Cheresh and a Katan? A Katan's Potem in Mitzvahs, a Cheresh is also Potem in Mitzvahs. So if that's the case, let them stay together. So why are we forcing him to divorce his wife, who's an Achoisku Kasai? Isn't he a Katan Oichel Nevelis? And for the Gemara, Mishum Misura Dida. It's true, mitzad him, we would let them stay married. The problem is, she's a Pikachas and she's a Gedoyla. She's not a Katan Oichel Nevelis. She's a Gedoyla Oichel Nevelis. She's the problem. And that's why we force them to give a get. So this sequence is going to repeat itself twice. Now, Toshma, Shnei Achim Pikin, there were two brothers that were Pikin. As soon as they were married to two sisters, Achas Pikachas, Achas Kareshas. One's a Pikachas, one's a Kareshas. Meis Pikach Bal Kareshas. If the Pikach was married to the Chareshes, Midi Rabbanon dies, Mayas Pikach Bal Pikachas. So the Pikach is married to the Pikachas, his wife's sister just fell a Yibam. It's Achis Ishta Midai Raisa, because his marriage is the Raisa to get married. So what's the Locha? She's a regular Achis Ishta Midai Raisa. Meis Pikach Bal Pikachas, if the Pikach Bal Pikachas says, Mayas Pikach Bal Chareshes, what should the Pikach that's married to the Chareshes do? She's only an Achis Ishta Midai Rabbanon. Moitzias Ishta Beget. So he has to give his wife a get. Why? Because she's an achos skukosoi, the eishnes ocha bechalitza, and the eishnes ach gets chalitza. Here you can give chalitza because he's a pikeach and she's a pikachas. Fake the Gemara, the same kasha. My moitzi is ish to beget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? She's a chareshes, tesiv gabei. And for the Gemara Mishum Yisur Adidei, it's true. She herself, so Chareshes, she would be able to stay married, but he's a Bikeach, and because he's a Bikeach, he has the problem, and therefore he has to give a get. Amar Rava Toshma, this is a little bit of a starker Akasha. Shnei Yachin, there were two brothers. Echa Cheresh, Vecha Bikeach, one was a Cheresh, one was a Bikeach. Nisun L'Shteachos, they were married to two sisters, Achas Bikachas, Vachas Chareshes. And like in most of these cases, the Bikeach is married to the Bikachas, and the Cheresh is married to the Chareshes. Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes. If the Cheresh Bal Chareshes dies, Mayas Bikeach Bal Bikachas, that's easy. Teitzim Mishum Achos Ishtai. He's married. He's a pikeach, he's married to a pikachas, his marriage is a marriage deraisa, his wife's sister, that's a chareshes shosfali yibum, she's regular achisisha, done. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the pikeach dies, mayasa cheresh bal chareshes, what should the cheresh do? So cheresh is married to a chareshes, and the chareshes' sister just fell yibum. Now, it's not a achis isha midday raisa because he's only married midday rabbanon. So moitzi is ish to beget. He has to divorce his wife because of achis kukasoi. The ish nesach of asru loilam. And the ish nesach is going to be yosef forever because he's a cheresh. He's a cheresh. He'll never be able to do chalitza. You can't do yibin because of nesro. So they're going to be yosef forever. Fate the Gemara. Here's the kasha. The hocha, the lavi sura di doyika. The lavi sura di deyika. Over here, no one has an isha because he's a cheresh and he's married to a chereshes. So he's a cotton oichel neveilois and she's a and still we're forcing them to give a get. Why? Because of Achai's Kukasai? Koton Oichel Neveilois. Isn't this a Raya Koton Oichel Neveilois? That Bezdin is Mitzvah. Africhin Mar says, no, I'm Rab Shmaya. Rab Shmaya said, Gzeirum Yishum Ataris Yivam Lashok. Loivam, we allow them to stay married. But if we're going to allow them to stay married, it's going to look a little bit like the sister was a regular Achai's Isha. Because a woman fell a Yibon and we're just ignoring it. So it looks like she's a regular achisisha, and people are going to be matter of l'shuk like an achisisha ordinarily is muteris l'shuk. Ayin Rashi explains this in a little bit of detail. So therefore, we say don't stay married. By saying don't stay married, we're going to deher better that there's a zika, and if we'll deher better there's a zika, we'll make sure she gets a chalitza, and we'll never be matter this woman without chalitza l'shuk. On that note, hadron Allah cheresh. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to Daf Kuf Yodalad Amad Aleph, the sugya of Katan Oichel Neveilis. First of all, what's the halacha? So what do we pass? So we had a sugya Katan Oichel Neveilis. Bez the mitzvah lafrisha, in bez the mitzvah lafrisha. Another thing we saw in the sugya was that there's a very big difference between a Katan who's being Oichel Neveilis by himself versus a gadol going and forcing Neveila upon a Katan. So the halacha, interestingly, is in Hilcha Shabbos. There was actually a disproportionate amount of Hilcha Shabbos in the sugya. But this is where the halach is. The halach is in Hilcha Shabbos. It's in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. The name of the Simen is Dine Katan B'Shabbos Uboi Se'if Echad. So it's one Sif and the laws of Katan B'Shabbos, which by the way, it's not just the laws of Katan B'Shabbos, but really if you want to know what the sugya is of Chinuch and all the different halachas related to Ketanim and Mitzvahs, it's tucked away in Hilcha Shabbos, Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Snez de Mechaber, Katan Oichel Neveilois, Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lafrish. So if a Katan is being Oichel Neveilois, Bezdin does not have an obligation to be Mafreshim. Avol Oviv Mitzvah Ligur Boyu Lafrishay. But his father does have an obligation. Why? What's the difference between his father and between anyone else? So the makar to this distinction is the Tosfos Yeshanim and Masechtas Yumot Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says that the reason is very poshut. Because although Katan Oichel Neveilois Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lafrishay, but a father has a mitzvah of chinuch. And because a father has a mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch is mechayev, that he would have to be mafrish his son. Meaning, madach a father has a mitzvah of chinuch to buy his son dalid minin when it comes sukkis. Kal v'chomer, if he sees him eating nevela, he would have an obligation to be mafrish him from nevela. So zogen the rishonim that even though there's a sugi of katan oichel nevelois, bezden mitzvah lafrishay, your aim bezden mitzvah lafrishay, that's only with regards to bezden. But you want to know the father? Of course the father would be obligated to be mafrish him because it's like gara from the regular chi of chinuch that every single father has. So the Shulchan Aruch says this right in the beginning, a very, very important nuance, sif katan in this sif echad, and that is that even though it's true, we pass in Katan Oichel Neveilois, Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lafrishay, that's Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lafrishay. Or Stam, an innocent bystander who feels, oh, Eichich, Eichich, Esam Yisecha, I have an obligation to make sure that everyone's doing the right thing in the community. That's true if they're gedoyler, but not ktanin. Katan oichel neveilos ain bezdim mitzvah lafrishay. A tat is different. A tat has a chiv. Chanoichel nar api darka. Either way, so the mechaber paskins katan oichel neveilos ain bezdim mitzvah lafrishay. Continues the shulchan aruch ulachiloi biyodayim. But to be meichel katan biyodayim, osner. That's something that's osner. Afilu dvarim sheisurim midivrei soifrim. And that's true even for things that are only osner midrabanon, etc., etc. Chalikus rishonim, whether it is in fact true only for things that, even for things that are awesome at the Rabbanon, that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is, in short, katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, as it relates to, however, to be meichel the katan biyadayin, then already bezdin is mitzvah lafrishay. Then Etziv, in his Meroy Meisada, right here in our sugya, asks a nice question. He says, why is it that the name of the sugya is katan oichel neveilos? Why dafki neveilos? This halacha is only doing neveilos. The Ikra halacha is brought down in Hilchas Shabbos. It's negei so many different dinim. So why is it dafka katan oichel neveilos? So the Tziv says a beautiful pshat based on raid that we've spoken about many times, but very recently. And that is, we know that when it comes to machalas asuros, there's two dinim. There's the iser, and then there's the timtum alev that comes about when a person eats machalas asuros. So much so, there's even a concept that a woman that finds herself in a matzav of sakana, since she's forced to eat machalas asuros, if she ate machalas asuros, she shouldn't nurse her child. Because inevitably, the child is going to get a little bit from the machalas asuros. And the Achronim, the Taz, says, you see from there, that the idea of machalas asuros, it transcends Issa v'Heter. And even if a person is allowed to eat machalas asuros, but at the end of the day, there's a metzias that machalas asuros is like spiritual poison and can make an impact on a person. So the Netziv said, the Chazal wanted to bring out to such an extent that katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, said he said it by nevela, that even nevela, where there's another nakuta, there's another component. Forget about the fact that a katan's patam in a mitzvah, forget about mitzvah's chinuch, forget about the sugi of katan oichel neveilos. Maybe beside the fact that this is something that is going to create a timtum alev. So you would have thought mitzad that it should be mochamer kamash malan, that even katan oichel neveilos, even nevela, the halacha is, for whatever reason, ein bezdin mitzvah lahafrisha. So, as it relates to raid, there's many different directions we can go with this. Just one ha'ara that's really based on a festa tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is as follows. And it's yisoidi as it relates to everything that we learned today. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillin, it's in Simen Lametes, it's Siv Kotten Alef Paskins. Tefillin Shekosvon, tefillin that was written by an Eved, Oy Isha, Oy Kotten, Afil Hu Gia Lechinuch, even if the Kotten was a Gia Lechinuch, Oy Goy, Oy Kuti, Oy Yisrael Mummer, Oy Maser Psulim. So if any one of the aforementioned would write tefillin, the tefillin would be pasul. The chesed, because the pasuk says, Ukshartan, Ukhsaftem, Kol She'enoi Bekshira, Oy She'enoi Maimimba, Enoi Bekshiva. So it says in the Torah, Ukshartan, and then it says, Ukhsaftem, and we learn from there, that only someone that is Bekshira is Bekshiva. Someone that has the mitzvah of tefillin, only a person like that is able to write tefillin. But someone that doesn't have the mitzvah of tefillin, a person like that can't write the tefillin. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch says, that tefillin shekosvan eved, Oy Isha, Oy Katan, Oy Goy, Oy Kuti, or Yisrael Mummer, who doesn't believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, or a Moiser, which is interesting. So the halach is all these people are not kosher to write tefillin. So the Mishnah mentions Katan, and it says even a Katan that's a Gia L'chinuch, meaning he's a Gia L'chinuch, so he's putting on tefillin. Maybe, but that's not the point. At the end of the day, he's not chayiv in tefillin. And because he's not chayiv in tefillin, he's ena b'kshira, v'chol she'ena b'kshira, ena b'chziva. The Magen Avram adds to this halacha, and the Magen Avram says that this would be true even for a katan that's already bar mitzvah, but we don't know for sure whether or not he brought Shtei Sairis. So we know that a child becomes bar mitzvah not when he turns 13, but when he brings Shtei Sairis. The reason we celebrate a bar mitzvah when a child turns 13 is based on a chazaka de Rava that the Gemara discusses in detail in Masechtas Nida. That Rava said that when a girl turns 12, there's a chazaka she brought Shtei Sairis. When a boy turns 13, there's a chazaka that he brought Shtei Sairis. But we know lehalacha, we only saimich on the chazaka de Rava for Dine de Rabbanon. We're not saimich on it for Dine de Raisa. So the Magen Avraham ratcheted up this halacha. And he said that not only could a katan not write tefillin, but even if he already was bar mitzvah, but we don't know whether he brought Shtei Sairis, and all it is that we're relying on is the chazaka de Rava. You can only be soimich on the chazaka de Rava for dine de Rabbanon. To write tefillin is not a question of a de Rabbanon, it's a question for a deraisa, and it's for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, a katan that's a gil achinuch, even if he's already bar mitzvah, if we don't know for sure that he brought Shtei Sairis, the halacha is he will not be kosher to write tefillin. The Noida B'Yehuda, in Eure Chaim, Madura Tinyana Simon Aleph. This is the very, very first tshuva in Eure Chaim, Madura Tinyana. He asks a bumbakasha on this halacha from another very, very famous halacha. It's the first Mishnah, Mesechta Schul. So we know the halacha is that a goy is not allowed to shecht chulen. Shchitas akum is considered nevel. It's a Mishnah in the first parak of Mesechta Schulen. There's a big machloikis rishonim what the reason is. Tosfos, the Mesechta Schulen daf Gimel Amud Beis says that it says in the Torah, v'zavachta shlomim, v'ochalta sham, v'samachta lefnei Hashem alaykecha. So we learn from there that only someone that is yeshnoi b'chlal zvicha is someone that's able to shecht. Meaning, v'zavachta v'achalta, we learn. Someone that needs to shecht in order to be able to eat is someone that's allowed to shecht. But someone that doesn't need to shecht in order to be able to eat, that person, that loch is not a bar zvicha. It says, v'zavachta v'achalta, someone that needs the zvicha in order to be v'achalta is a bar zvicha. Someone that doesn't, does not. It's a drosha that's quoted by a Tois, not a Gemara. It's Tois in Masech Teschulin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Rosh and Simon Hay in the beginning of Masech Teschulin brings Tois's Drasha as well. So Tois and the Rosh both say that why is it that an Ein Yehudi is not kosher to Shecht Chulin? It's because it says, V'zavachta v'yachalta, and an Oivik Kechavim is not a bar zvicha, simply by virtue of the fact that he does not need the zvicha in order to be able to eat. The Rambam, incidentally, in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilcha Shechita, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, he brings a different pasuk. He brings a pasuk that says that it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Pentichro is bris lo yoshev ha'aretz, v'zonu achrei eloheyem, v'zofchu leloheyem, v'kor locha, v'yochalta mizivcha. So the pasuk seems to say that a person should distance himself from the Ovdei Kechavim. Why? Because you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to be koiris bris, you're going to be friends. V'kor locha, he's going to call you into his house, v'yochalta mizivcha, you're going to end up eating from his shechita. So Dr. Ramam, you see from here that you're not allowed to eat from a goy shechita. But the bottom line is, this is the halacha. The halacha is that shechita's akum is considered nevela. Why? According to Tosfos and the Rosh, that's what we're going to focus on now. The Makor Advarim is because it says v'zavachta v'achalta, and we learn from there only someone that needs zvicha is a bar zvicha. Zok tenoy de Yehuda. The first Mishnah Masechta Schulin says hakol shoichnin, every single person is allowed to shecht u'shchitas hankshera, and if they shecht the shchitas kasha chutz mecheres shoyte v'katan, with the exception of a cheres shoyte v'katan, stating that the kulon sheshachtu, if a cheres shoyte v'katan would shecht v'acheren royin oisom, and they would have the proverbial gadol oimed al gabav shchitas hankshera, then the shchita would be a kasher shchita. It's mavur in the Mishnah that a cheres shoyte v'katan a kasher to shecht as long as there's a gadol oimed al gabav. Freik denoy de Yehuda, I don't understand. A goy can't shecht. Why? V'zavachta v'yachalta. You have to be shayach to the laws of shechita in order to be a bar zvicha. Yet it's mavur that a katan could shecht. He just has to have a gadol oimed al gabav to make sure he's doing the right thing. But mitzad his maisa shechita, it's not like the maisa shechita of an ein Yehudi. His maisa shechita is a kasher maisa shechita. Freik denoy de Yehuda says, I don't understand. L'chura, he's also not a bar zvicha. He's a katan, he's a cheresh, he's a shayt, he's patam in a mitzvah. So if he's patam in a mitzvah, why is it that he's allowed to shecht? Says the Noida B'Yehuda, so what I thought, Poshep Shad always was, is because although a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs, but his father has a chiyuv to be mechanach in the mitzvahs. And because his father has a chiyuv to be mechanach in the mitzvahs, so that's enough to make him a bar zvicha. He's not like an Ein Yehudi who has no sheiches to mitzvahs. And it's for that reason that Allah is that if there's a God, Olam HaDagabim, and he shechs, the shechita is going to be a kasha. But if that's the case, and here's the punchline, Freik Tenoy de Yehuda, so why can't he write tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Erechaim Simen Lamites, tefillin shekosvei eved or isha or katan. And the Mechaber says, even if the katan was a gil chinuch, the Magen Avraham even took it a step further, something that bothered the Noi de Yehuda a lot, that you're not even soymich on the chazaka de Rava as it relates to this halacha. So you see that a katan can't. Why? Because he's ain't a bikshira. V'chol she ain't a bikshira, ain't a bichsiva. So break the Noi de Yehuda, I understand. Mamonavshach. If you treat a katan as being an ain't a bikshira, and therefore he's ain't a bichsiva, so then he should not be a bar zvicha either in Hilchas Shchitas Chulin. And if you're going to treat the katan as a bar zvicha in the sugis of shchitas chulin, why? Because he has a mitzvah of chinuch, presumably. I don't know why else, said the Noida B'Yehuda. So if that's the case, then he should be considered a yeshnoi bikshira as it relates to the laws of tefillin. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, two sugis that even though They're literally mikotza lakotza, completely different ideas, mimerchak tovi lachma, but they seem to both hinge on a very, very comparable drasha. Kol she'eina b'kshira, eina b'chsiva, and someone that's eino b'zvicha is not a bar zvicha. In one sugi we made a katan, and the other sugi we never made a katan. Freit denoy de b'yehuda memanov shach. If a katan is considered a bar zvicha because of the mitzvah of chanoich lanar api darka, and that's why begad olam adagabav, the first mishnah, the first words in Masechta Shulin, hakol shoichtem shchitasim kshera, even a cher shoichtem a katan, if there's a chen roi noisai, then l'chayre, he should also be considered a bar kshira, and as long as there's a god olam adagabav, maybe, he should be able to write tefillin. And if chinuch is not enough to make the cotton a bar kshira, and it's for that reason a cotton can't write tefillin, then l'chayre should also be not a bar zvicha, and he shouldn't be able to shecht chum. Azoy freit the Noida Behuda. So the Noida Behuda said that mir duchtzach, you see from here that there's a fundamental difference between the relationship of a katan to the mitzvah of tefillin and the relationship of a katan to the isin avela. And you know what that chilik is? Yevam is tafkuf yodalad amir aleph. When it comes to nevela, because it's an iser, there's a lav in the Torah, loisachilum, lahazir agdoilam alaktan. Thus says, a katan's not chayiv mitzvahs. Even chinuch, that's not enough to make him chayiv in mitzvahs. But there is a lav in the Torah called lois achilum, and lois achilum states, lahazer g'doylem alaktanim, that a gadol is not let it take a shtik nevela and tell the katan, dohasta, esis, let me see you finish up this sandwich. It's not something that he's allowed to do. And that lav, because it's an isad raisa, that lav is something that, being that it affects the katan, makes the katan someone that shayach to vizavachta v'ochalta. And if he's shayach to vizavachta v'ochalta, he's going to be considered a bar zvicha, and that's why, begod aloyim ad al-gabav, k'shachim royin oysam, the shechita is going to be kosher. But tefillin is a mitzvah aseh. And you don't find anywhere, said the Noida Behuda by mitzvah aseh, that there's an idea of lahazir agdoilam alaktanim. All there is a mitzvah of chinuch, but lahazik doylem alaktanim, that's not something you find. And as a result, being that there's no lahazik doylem alaktanim, the cotton is not a bar kshira, and that's why if he's going to write tefillin, his tefillin is going to be pasul. Nifla. So said the Noida Behuda, it's muchach from these two sugyas, from the sugya in the beginning of Shechitas Chulin and the sugya in Ksivas Tefillin, that it must be that when do we deher a katan as being shayich to the mitzvah? If there's a lois achilum, if there's a lahazik doylem alaktanim, that is something that affects the gadol, but it also affects the katan in a very profound way. It allows us now to view the katan as if he's really subject to these halachas. So as it relates to zvicha, as it relates to nevela, we're katan oichel nevelois, it's also lisfois loy biyadayim, lahazik doylem alaktanim, because it's a loisas and it's true for all lafen. It's true for Nevela, it's true for Shkotzim, it's true for Dam, it's true for Thomas Koyanim. So over there, Enochinami, we're going to look at him as a Bar Zavicha. But as it relates to Tefillin, over there already, we're not going to look at him as if he's a Bar Kshir. The Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, and this is in Simen Tes Vav, he's mefalful with this Noida Behuda a little bit. Talks about it in Simen Yodalev, and then he refers back to it again in Simen Tezvav, and he says that Lefidus Noida Behuda, he wanted to be Miyashiv, a very, very Shver Rama. We mentioned that there's a Machloikis Rishon and what the Makar is, that if a guy shechts, his Shechita is going to be Pasal. Tosfos and the Rosh, in the beginning of Masechta Shulin, say it's learned out from Vizavachta V'achalta. And we learn from there that only someone that needs Vizavachta in order to be V'achalta, only he's someone that's a Bar Zvicha. A very similar drasha to Kosha Ein HaBikshir. The Rambam brought a different drasha. The Rambam said it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. And Tichrei's Brisli Yosheva Aretz Vezonu Achrei Eliheim Vezavku Leiliheim VeKarilocha VeYochalta Mizivchay. It's learned that from a completely different pasuk. Just to read Lashoni Azov Shalai Rambam. Nachri Sheshachat. A Nachri that shecht. Afal Pishes Shachat Bifnei Yisrael. Even though there's a Yisrael Leimedal Gabov Bisakin Yotha with a perfect knife. Vafilu Hayukaton. Even if he was a katan, Shritasay Nevela. His Shchita is an avela for loyka lachilas minatayin. If somebody eats his shchita, he gets malchus deiris. Shenemar v'kara locha v'yochalta mizifchay. Says the Rambam, me'acha shehizer shema yoichal mizifchay. From the fact that the Torah warned and said, be careful not to eat from his shchita, atalomed shezifchay asa. And it's not comparable to a Yisrael that just doesn't know Hilchas Shechita. We did that Allah is that as long as there's a Gadol Emet Agaba, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So we have two Mekairis. Fake the Beis Halevi, the Goyin, in Bir Agra, quotes the Goyin. The Goyin in Bir Agra brings that it's a Mefurish HaToysefta. The drasha of Tosfos and the drasha of the Rosh. Right, when we learned Tosfos and the Rosh, we said it was a drasha. But Tosfos usually is not in the geshäft of making up drashas. That's something that the Tanoim did, and sometimes the Amiran. So why are we going ahead and making drashas? But the emes is, it wasn't Tosfos Chiddush. It wasn't the Rosh's Chiddush. Really, it's a mefurish Tosefta. So freak the Beis Halevi, if Tosfos and the Rosh's makar, the zavacht of Yachalta is a Tosefta, so why then was the Rambam bada milibo your new drasha? It's a Pella. Bishloim, if it's not mefurish anywhere in Chazal, okay, so we have a machlokes rishonim, what the proper drosh is. But the Gro in Bir Agra said the Beis Halevi was mitzayin or tosefta. He held this drosh as a mefurish in drosha. If it's mefurish in drosha, then why is the Rambam going ahead and being mechadish his own drosha? As I freak the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi says a dover niflo. He says, Yeshloim, lefia mefur ba noida b'Yehuda, that the noida b'Yehuda said that if it's true, a little bit of a cheshbon, that a guy is nismayit kus kol she'ena kus vizavachta v'achalta. So what's pshat in katan? So why could a katan yeshech? The first mishnah, cheresh toit v'katan al ladeshech, as long as there's a god olay medagab. What was the teretz of the noid of Yehuda? It's because of lois achilum. And lois achilum makes him a bar zvicha. And that's why it's not a tzushat, the simon lametes by tefillin, because they were dealing with a mitzvah sesser, and by mitzvah sesser, you don't have the lois achilum. So Zokta Beis Halevi, lefizah yesh loimer. He says that the prima godin, in his psicha hakoileles, was meichiach, that the Rambam holds, that the iso lois achilum, is not an iso deiraisa. It certainly felt like it when we learned the daf today. But the Rambam Shita is that it's only an Isser Derabanan. So he said, Lefi Zeh, if Lois Achilam is only an Isser Derabanan, so Lechur, it's not Mistaber, that Lois Achilam should make it that the Katan is going to be now considered a Bar Zvicha. Because it's only Midr Rabbanon that there's a Lois Achilam. You want him to Shecht and to be Matin Avela Midai Raisa? He has to be a Bar Zvicha. Why is he a Bar Zvicha? Lois Achilam is Dindar Rabbanon. It's not a Dindai Raisa. So the Rambam Lashitosso, he said to Beis Halevi, couldn't learn the Makar like Tosfos and the Rosh. He couldn't say that the reason that a guy can't Shecht is because of his Avachta V'Achalta. Because if that's Pshad and why a guy can't Shecht, then it's Hadra Kush Yeladuchta. Why could a katan yeshech? You're going to tell me because of Lois Achilum, the Noid of Yehuda's Teretz, which he l'chayr spared? If that's the case, then that would mean that Lois Achilum is a din d'iraisa. Because you're telling me he's a bar zvicha mid'iraisa. And that's why Shechitasa k'sheira mid'iraisa. The Rambam Shechitasa couldn't learn that way. Because the Rambam Shechit is that Lois Achilum is only an Issa d'Rabbanon. Says, Okta Beis Halevi, that's why the Rambam was forced to have another Makar. So he says, this Noid of Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Erechayim, Simen Aleph, Chura is a makar to answer this Shver Rambam that everybody tries to understand why the Rambam had to come up with a new makar. Why didn't he learn like Tosfos and the Rosh with the Hosafa that the guy said it's a mefurish Tosefta? So if it's a Tosefta, so why now do we need a new makar? The Teretz is because the whole makar of his Avachta V'Achalt is predicated on Lois Achilum being an Isidai Raisa. What? What Shaykh is? Because if you're going to tell me if it's Avachta V'Achalt, you're going to have to be Miyashiv Chereshoit V'Katan. The Teretz is going to have to be, you can have no choice but to say Lois Achilum. Maybe say Chinuch. Maybe that's the Teretz. Everybody holds as a mitzvah Chinuch. Chinuch might even be a mitzvah Deiraisa. Could be. So maybe the Teretz is Chinuch. No, you see from Kol She'enu B'kshiru, Enu B'chsiva. That's a Braisa Masechtes Menachis, Halacha Psuka, in Arichayim Simen Lametes, and Luchas Tefillin. That mitzvah Chinuch is not enough to make the child into a Bar Kshiru. You have to come on to Lois Achilum. So if Lois Achilum is a Nisa Deiraisa, very good. You have your Lois Achilum. But if Lois Achilum is only Nisa Derabanan, it's not going to work. Just to end with one last Tosafa. And that is, I saw in the Shailas Achuvas Avnei Tzion from the St. Peter Ruf. And this is in Chelik Shlishi, and it's in Simin, Chav Gimel, it's Nifkotten Hay. So he brings a kasha that he refers to as a Kushya Atzuma, and he brings it from a Sefer Shailas Achuvas Roish Aryeh. So I found the Sefer, and I saw the Sharblat, and the Sharblat, he doesn't say what his last name was, it was Rabbi Yalev. 19th century European Goyen, and he wrote a sefer called Shailos HaTshuvos Reish Aryeh. And he, in Simen Aleph, he has a very, very long arichos in this whole sugya. And he asks a kasha, a beautiful kasha, based on a very, very famous Shita Sarama. The Rama, in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura, so he discusses the halacha. If someone violates Issa Tmura, what's Tmura? Someone has hektish, and then he decides, you know what, why is this animal hektish? I want a different animal to be hektish. So it says in the Torah, Lo Yachlifen Vela Yomeroi, so there's two lavin. And what happens if he goes ahead and he does tmura anyways? The original animal retains its kedusha, and the new animal now obtains kedusha. So both animals end up being kaddish. That's the halach. Now the Rambam says that if someone's over the issa tmura, he gets malchus. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says ordinarily you don't get malchus for lav she'im by maisa. However, there are a few exceptions to the rule. Nishba meimar umekala. Meimar is tmura. So if someone violates issa tmura, he gets malchus. Good. That's the Rambam. Someone violates tmura, it's too lav, and you're going to get malchus. And now you're going to get malchus. It's a chiddush because even though it's lav she'im b'maisa, but this is the meimer part of the chutzpi nishma meimer kal. But frek the Rambam, you don't see this every day. V'im toimar, frek the Rambam, v'lomo loikin ala tmura. Why do you get malchus for tmura? L'chair it's a lav she'nit glase. And if it's a lav she'nit glase, then you shouldn't get malchus. Why? Because lav shenit glase, you never get malchus. Now, what makes tmura lav shenit glase? Lo yachlifen v'lo yomeroise is the lav. V'hoyahu tmurasa yekaydish. That's the asay. As my freak the Rambam. And the Rambam says two terutzim. The second terutz that the Rambam says is v'oid. She'ein lav she'boshav lase. The lav of tmura and the asay of tmura, they're not exactly the same. Shatzibur v'ashutfin ein oisim tmura. Imheimiru. Tzibur and shutfin have a lav of tmura. But if they do the tmura is nachal. So you have a situation where a tzibur and shutfin, a carbon tzibur, a carbon shutfin, if they would violate tmura, they would be over the lav of lo yachlifen v'lo yomeroisai. However, the tmura wouldn't be chal. It's a gzeres hakasev. You wouldn't have the din v'hayu tmurasa yekodesh. So the lav is more inclusive than the aseh. So the Rambam says in Yesoi that whenever the lav is more inclusive than the asay, so then you don't have the halacha of lav shenitik lase. So the Rosh Aryeh asked tzmavur in the sugya of loy sachilum that is an isaday raisa on some level for a cotton to be over all of the lavan and the Torah. Now it's lahazara gdoyle malaktanan, but it's mavur from the Noida Yehuda. And from the rayas that the Gdolei Achrayim brought, that lav of Lois Achilum, which is really Lahazra Gdolei Malaktanim, it penetrates the soul and the existence of the Katan. It makes the Katan a bar zvicha as it relates to the halach of Shechita. He's a serious dinim over here. Because on some level, he's included in the lav. Asays don't have a Lois Achilum. That was the whole Torah of the Noida Yehuda. That's why a Katan's considered a bar zvicha and Shechita Schulin, but he's not a bar kshira when it comes to writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. If that's the case, Freik the Rosh Aryeh, he says every single lav shenit glase shouldn't really be a lav shenit glase. Because the Lois Asay is more inclusive than the Asay. Because the Lois Asay will always include Ketanim, and the Asay will never include Ketanim. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam hold the Yesoid that when the lav is more inclusive than the Asay, it's not a lav shenit glase? If that's true, there's no such thing as a lav shenit glase. Because every single lav incorporates on some level Ketanim. Where does a cotton get involved in a lot of cotton's patam and mitzvahs? Lois achilum. And you see from the Noida Yehuda, that's why the Noida Yehuda is the akdama to this kasha, that it rears on the kishkis of the cotton. So if that's the case, the cotton's a bar zvicha, yet shaykh is this in a vela. So memelo, it's muchach then that the lav is more inclusive than the assay. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam have you say that when the lav is more inclusive than the assay, there's no lav shenitik lase? That would make every single lav shenitik lase not a lav shenitik lase. Oh, but the teretz l'chayr is bashit. The teretz is the Rambam l'shitase. We just mentioned that the Beis Halevi was mechiach, that the Rambam shita is, quotes the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Keileles, he's miyashev, the very shver Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchas Shechita. The Rambam didn't hold that lois achilum is an issa d'raisa. The Rambam held lois achilum is only an issa d'rabbanon. So the Rambam l'shitase, who said this very mechudish tegi yisoy in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura, He was able to say this yesod. I lois achilim. The Rambam knew the sugi of lois achilim, and aniach he was makabel all this pilpul. But at the end of the day, the Rambam sheet is the lois achilim was only nisa the rabbanon anyways. So midday raisa, there's no difference between a lav and an asay. Cotton doesn't have any more shaychus to the lois asay than he does to the asay, and as a result, it would be considered a lavanitic la asay. But what you see from here is the yesod. Let's just take out one yesod, a pilpul, but just one yesod. The yesod is that you see the gedolei achrenim understood. The Gedolei Achronim, as in the Noida Yehuda, as in the Beis HaLevi, the Gedolei Achronim, that the longest of Lois Achilum is that on some level, it impacts the Katan. I think that by Muscha Rishon, one would have thought that the love of Lois Achilum is Aloch on the Gadol. The Gadol's finality in Nevela, he also can't be Michael the Nevela. Either Katan is allowed to, V'haraya Katan Oichel Nevela, Se'im Bezim Mitzuvim La'Frishoi. That's true, but it's my sir. It's an Issa Gavra on the Gadol. It's Mavur that's not so poshut. That's an oversimplification of how Lois Achilum works. Because you see that the fact that the Gadol has an Isser to be Michael the Katan, that makes the Katan now a Bar Zvicha. It makes him on a Dairaisa level Shaykh to Issa Nevela. We have to be Magda the Lomdis a little bit better, but we'll save that for another day.